Carol. Here. Josie?
Here.
Paul?
Yes.
And Warren Wilson is fishing. Chris Emwich is, well, resignation is in the packet. Angela?
Here.
Justine?
Here.
Brenda Wilson, have you arrived yet?
She hasn't come in here yet, Tina.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a quorum?
Yes.
Okay. We'll go ahead and get started. Let's find out who's at each one of the communities, I guess, before we hop through. We did a roll call. We have a quorum. We need a motion to adopt the agenda.
So moved.
I make a motion.
We'll take that as a second.
I'll second that.
Okay. Any objections or corrections, additions to the agenda? Didn't have any, right? Okay. No objections. It stands. Okay, community roll call. Backwards. Let's start with King Cole.
Mayor, we have me, Chris Babcock, we have Jackie Brandel, and we have Henry, Mayor Henry Mack.
Thank you. Nelson Lagoon?
Only myself, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Falls Pass, turn that on. Sandpoint is Tina, Carol, Paul, myself, and Logan. Acatan?
I've got myself here and Perry Breskin Jordan, Acatan City Council member, and Mayor Joe Breskin.
Thank you. Cole Bay?
I'm the only one here, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. And the Anchorage office.
Mayor Osterback, we have myself, Annie Bailey, Charlotte Levy, Ernie Weiss, Amber Yusufovich with the City of King Cove, Mary Teshi, Kyle Foster with Alusha, Gary Hennig with the City of King Cove, Laura Tannis. Sorry.
Okay. All right. So, is there any public comment at this time on agenda items?
Mayor Osterback, Henry over in King Cove.
Yes, Mayor. Go ahead, Henry.
Oh, okay, Al, thank you. Say, commenting on your consent agenda, Resolution 1903 and Resolution 1904 and also Resolution 1901. We support these as written, and so recommend that the Assembly would move forward with all three of them as they are written. Just a comment on Resolution 1903. We appreciate the grader is a plus not only to our local owned roads, but for maintenance down to the end of the northeast corner. That's not the only equipment that we use when we do maintain the existing 17 miles of road to the northeast corner. We use dump trucks, city-owned, and diggers and excavators and what have you. So we would recommend that it pass as written. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your comments, Henry. Any other public comments? All right. So at this time then, so for the Assembly, Are there any potential conflicts of interest that need to be discussed? Okay, hearing none. So, Paul, did you have a comment or something? No? All right, so we need a motion for the minutes of June 1st.
So move to approve the minutes of June 1st.
We have a second.
Mayor Osterbeck?
Yes.
This is Annie. I'm sorry to interrupt, but the minutes in that packet are actually May. The June ones aren't included in this packet.
Oh.
Okay. For May.
Okay. My
Me too. June 1st. That's June 1st means.
I'm sorry. I'm on the financials. Sorry. Right. I'm wrong.
Okay. She was checking to see if we were all reading our packet.
No, she's correct. The agenda does say June financial, and the May ones are what are in the packet. My bad.
Okay. Everybody got that correction? Then it's when we get down to financials, it's May financials, not June. Right? Okay, so we have a motion on the floor.
I'll second it. This is Chris.
Okay, seconded by Chris. Are there any corrections, additions to the minutes? Any objections to the minutes as they stand?
Are there nannies?
Are there nannies? No. I'm picking them. Okay, so the minutes stand as written. Annie, financial report. Oh, first we need a motion. We need a motion to approve the financial report for May.
So move to approve the May financials.
I need a second.
Okay.
Seconded.
Okay. So, Annie, you want to take it?
Yes, Mayor Osterbeck, in the assembly, in the packet are the financials for May 2017. The June financials will be in the August packet. I really have nothing to add. The one thing I pointed out at the work session is just on the audit where we've exceeded that by $17,000, and that's just based off of what Newhouse and Vogler billed us for completing the audit for the last fiscal year. But other than that, I have no other comments.
Okay, thank you. Assembly, you have any comments on the financials? Paul?
Just a quick one, Annie. What firm's up? The old firm? You're talking about on the audit?
Yes, Newhouse and Vogler, who did our last one. Recently, we went out to RFP and has hired BDO to do our audit for FY18.
So this extra money goes to Newhouse Vogler, is that correct?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions on the financials? Hearing none. Old question.
Paul.
Yes.
Did Brenda arrive?
No, Tina.
Carol?
Yes.
Josie?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Angela?
Paper.
Yes. Justine.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. In your packet is the May investment report. It's an informational item. Any questions on it? Anything you need to expound on, Annie?
Yeah, I'll start back. I have nothing else to add to this.
Okay. Okay, so it's there for your information. There's no questions. So we'll move on to the consent agenda. Turn this over to you, Annie, starting at resolution 1903.
Okay, on the consent agenda, we have two resolutions and two introduction ordinances. The first one is resolution 1903, authorizing the mayor to negotiate and execute a memorandum of agreement between the borough and the city of King Cove regarding maintenance of the King Cove Access Road Project. or the access road, excuse me, for fiscal year 2019. This will be, this MOA is for is a lump sum contract in the amount of $99,000, and it will, the city of King Cove will take on the responsibility of maintaining the road. That's 1904. Resolution 1904 authorizes the mayor to negotiate and execute a memorandum of agreement between the borough and the city of King Cove for the King Cove Access Project. There's an explanation in the agenda statement I'll go over really quickly, but basically we have entered into, this will be our third memorandum of agreement regarding this issue. On February 27, 2017, we entered into MOA that included financial commitments for $100,000 for FY16, $100,000 for FY17, and then there were two separate payments of up to $412,500 for costs incurred from the city between FY07 and FY15. Based off of this agreement, we had met the FY16 commitment, the FY17, and the first of the two $412,500 payment. Then on November 13th, we entered into another agreement which superseded the one I was just talking about. This included the second payment up to $412,500 and $100,000 in expenditures or for ongoing expenditures for FY18. We have since met both of those commitments, and now we believe it's in the borough's best interest to again enter into a new superseding agreement, which is here before you for costs related to FY19. We have $100,000 already in our FY19 budget that's appropriated for this. So the next one is introduction ordinances 1901 and 1902. They're for two separate lots. I'm going to talk about them together, but this is in reference to two different pieces of property. So the borough code provides that disposal of land sealed by a bid, outcry, auction, lottery, first come, first serve, negotiation, or other such methods must be approved by the assembly. The assembly passed Resolution 1840 at the June 1st meeting, authorizing the mayor to negotiate and the sale of lots 1 and 4 of the Port Muller Cannery subdivision with Peter Pan Seafoods. Peter Pan has been interested in obtaining lot 1, which is approximately 3.838 acres, from the borough by either a land swap or purchase. Lot 1 is adjacent to the Peter Pan Seafoods property and contains existing older structures in connection to the cannery operations. AEB is also interested in selling lot 4, which is approximately 3.955 acres, because the existing landfill is located on the property and is currently being used by Peter Pan Seafoods. Peter Pan sent the borough a letter on December 17, 2015, offering to either swap the land or purchase it for $5,000 per acre, which is an estimated value based on assessments of similar sites in Nelson Lagoon and Western Alaska. On March 21, 2016, Peter Pan then informed the borough that they would like to purchase the land. So per our code, the mayor or assembly may determine the fair market value for the land if appropriate under the circumstances. We don't intend on doing an appraisal for this at this time, but the mayor and borough staff negotiated with Peter Pan, asked for a higher price. We agreed to have decided that $5,000 should be sufficient per acre. And therefore, before you are two ordinances for Lot 1 and Lot 4.
Okay. Annie, thank you for going through and explaining them. So now we need a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I make a motion that we approve the consent agenda of Resolution 1903, Resolution 1904, Introduction to Ordinance 1901, and Introduction to Ordinance 1902 as written. Thank you.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Okay, discussion, Paul?
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor. I know there's some brief discussions, at least some questions I had on all four of those, so I just politely request that we remove them from the consent agenda. Thank you.
Remove which ones?
All of four. All four of them. Thank you.
Can I ask a clarification question for the clerk? Can we do that now, or did that need to happen earlier in the agenda?
Well, you have a motion on the table right now to approve the consent agenda.
Probably
the agenda is already approved, so that would be amending the agenda, so which has already been approved.
Well, I think when you get, now I could be wrong on this, but when you get down to the consent agenda, I think a person is allowed to pull one off of there. But since we do have a motion and a second on the floor, we could vote on it. If it fails, then we could take them one at a time.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Yeah, I have some comments.
Well,
comment on the consent agenda.
Well, normally I think consent agenda is made that way, that it's just basically for items that don't have any comments or discussion, right? So probably the cleanest way to do it would be to just vote on it.
I say call the roll.
So, yeah.
Yeah, Nick, I don't have any big objections on all of them. However, during the workshop, we spent a little time discussing them, and I thought it was worthy of a little more comment. And so it's not the biggest deal in the world. However, they're important things. Anytime we have, our highest priority has been the King Cole Road project, and the first two resolutions have to do with those. And the next two have to do with that land parcel, and so I always thought they shouldn't have been put on the consent agenda to begin with. However, during the workshop, I don't think anybody objected to some of the things we mentioned on there. But in the past, I just wanted to point out, in the past, anytime, even during the meeting, that someone's requested that an item be removed from the consent agenda, we've always done it, without exception. So
always,
changing that policy.
No, I always thought an assembly member would remove.
No, you can. Just a motion occurred prior to you doing that. That's all. I'm just saying there's a motion on the table.
Well, the cleanest way to do it is
just do the motion.
We'll just vote on it. Apparently we only have four votes, so if you vote against it, then we'll do them separately. And I think if assembly person has any types of concerns with any resolution or anything that's on the agenda, they should be allowed to take it off. So just vote it down and we'll do them one at a time. I don't have any problem with that. And I don't have any set agenda on why I want to do it this way or that way. That's just the way it came out. So if nobody objects to it, we'll just call the motion on it and then we'll go from there.
So we're taking a vote as to have them separate or to have them all together as a consent agenda, correct?
No, we have a motion and a second on the floor to adopt the consent agenda, the motion you made. That's what we're voting on.
Okay, that's what I wanted to clarify, yeah, because that had gotten a second and the other one had just been brought to the floor and didn't get a second. So, okay, I say yes.
Guilty.
Yes.
Paul?
No.
Carol?
Yes.
Justine?
Yes.
Angela?
Yes.
Motion failed. Brenda's not there. Okay. Did Brenda show up?
No, she didn't, Tina.
Okay. All right, so the motion fails, so back to the consent agenda. There's been a request to take them individually, so basically the consent agenda...
Did the motion pass?
No, it failed.
It Wasn't the majority of the vote then? We just had one vote no, and then there were three vote yes. That wasn't a majority?
No. You have to have majority of the assembly.
You have two votes that are advisory.
Okay.
So of the sitting assembly members, you would have to have all four. So anyway, I mean, this is no big deal. It's a good deal whenever a sitting assembly member has questions on anything. I think they need to be addressed. So everyone's comfortable with it. So we'll just go ahead and go through them one at a time. So we'll start out. So we'll need a motion for Resolution 1903. Okay, we have a motion by Paul. We need a second.
I'll second it.
I'll second that.
Okay, so we have Resolution 1903 before us, authorizing the mayor to negotiate and execute a MOA between the AEB and the City of King Cove regarding maintenance of the King Cove access road during FY19. Discussion on Resolution 1903. Paul?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. During the workshop, we just talked a little bit about this agenda item, including, you know, I think I commented that I thought the road, when I looked at it last month, they did a good job. But I think it's time to, you know, make a baseline, it's a baseline information on how much maintenance is required, because if and when, I guess the whole road's done, we'll have a better idea what to budget for that, and I feel pretty comfortable that the mayor will see to it that we kind of just have like a monthly breakdown of hours on how much is. I don't have any problem with the maintenance or the work they did. It looked like they're doing an excellent job, but I do think we need to, account for the hours. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments on discussion on Resolution 1903?
This is Chris. I disagree with Paul's recommendation there. I think what we're giving the city, $99,000 a year, is probably even less. Less than what they actually are doing. In the wintertime, the city uses a lot of their own equipment to clear the roads. They're out there with their own excavators, pulling alders and everything, and to start questioning hours and starting to get nitpicky and all that stuff, I think is ridiculous. We've got a set amount. It's never been an issue in the past, and they're doing a tremendous job of keeping that road maintained and open for use. So I think that this is a ridiculous thing. Public Works here within the city knows how to budget money, knows how to use their resources and stuff, and to ask them to do more work on top of that, I think is ridiculous. Thank you.
Okay. Any other assembly comments?
Yes, I would also agree with him. That's kind of nitpicking. Do we really have to go there? I don't think so. Thank you.
I have a question for Mayor Mack, if he's still there.
Yes, Alvin.
Hey, Henry, just out of curiosity, when your road maintenance crew works, would it be a big deal? Because I imagine they keep daily logs anyway. Would it be a big deal to kind of get an idea how many hours and what type of equipment is spent on the road? Because I think if I understand Paul right, what he was asking is he was just looking for some kind of baseline of on the existing road that's there now, how much time was spent on it. And I don't think he's looking at it as to penalize anybody, but to see how much time is being put into it, and maybe we could use that to extrapolate into the extra 19 miles we're going to get. But, I mean, if it sounds like to me from King Cove's standpoint, it's a big deal to to be able to let us know how much time is spent on there. Is that true?
One or two guys, usually a couple guys when they grade the roads in the summertime, and, they can keep track of those hours and time. Wintertime, it's pretty much our plow trucks. We have those two dump trucks with plow trucks on there that do keep it open. And, those hours could be kept. A lot of the summer maintenance is we've been doing a lot of preventive maintenance, really, on clearing up alders because of snow drift potential with the alders that have been really growing. It's crazy. If fish could grow as fast as the alders do here, we'll be pretty good shape. But, if that's part of the agreement, something we could work at.
I don't want your maintenance crew wind up doing a bunch of extra paperwork or anything, but I thought if they do daily logs anyway, it shouldn't be any big deal just to transfer them onto it.
Yeah, when we do work for driveways and there's other things we do, we have a log of that there. So
okay.
Yeah, you could figure it out there, Dave or Alvin.
Yeah. Okay, appreciate that. Any other comments on 1903? Hearing none, call the roll.
Chelsea?
Yes.
Yes. Brenda's here too, Tina.
Okay, thank you. Paul?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Brenda?
Brenda?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. We were talking. Yes.
Justine?
Yes.
Angela?
Yes.
Okay. Motion carries. Thank you. So, Resolution 1904, authorizing the mayor to negotiate and execute an MOA between the AEB and the City of King Cove regarding reimbursement of expenses associated with the King Cove Access Project. We need a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Carol. Hearing no second.
Second.
Second by Paul. Okay. Discussion on Resolution 1904. Paul.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I did find those comments I was looking for during the workshop. They're actually under Addie's report. We'll just wait. I really have no other comments, and I wouldn't object to this.
Okay.
This particular.
Any other comments from the assembly? Call the motion.
Brenda. Brenda?
Yes.
Did she leave again? Oh.
No, I'm right here. Yes, sorry. We just get to talking. You know, there's so much to do in life, you know. Sorry.
Well, this is an assembly meeting.
Josie?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Angela?
Yes.
Justine?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. So now we're down to Introduction Ordinance 1901. So authorizing the sale of Lot 1 of the Port Muller County Subdivision to Peter Pan Seafoods and authorizing the mayor to execute a quitclaim deed for the sale. We need a motion to approve and schedule.
So moved. I'll make a motion.
Okay. Carol makes a motion to enter a public hearing.
I'll second that.
And we have a second by Josie. Okay. Discussion. Paul.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just briefly, this applies to both ordinances coming up, but during the workshop, we talked about how that it was important that we actually sell both lots and not get stuck with only selling one. And I think there was general agreement, and the staff said that they definitely would ensure that that would happen so we wouldn't be stuck, for instance, with just the garbage dump and not being selling that as part of the package. And there seemed to be general agreement, but I thought it was important to be on the record. Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay. Question?
Carol?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Josie?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Justine?
Yes.
Angela?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. The last one under this is introduction of ordinance 1902 authorizing the sale of Lot 4 of the Port Motor Cannery subdivision Peter Pan Seafoods and authorizing the mayor to execute a quit claim deed for the sale. We need a motion.
I make a motion.
A motion by Chris.
Second by Brenda.
Brenda, any discussion? Hearing none, question.
Carol.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Brenda.
Yes.
Chelsea?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Angela?
Yes.
Justine?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carries.
Okay, good. We're through the longer existing consent agenda. You guys, I put one of these little things on my wrist today, and it's a heart monitor tells you your heart rate and your blood pressure. I think somebody here is just trying to test it and see if this little thing really works. I'll let you know in an hour or so when I check it on my smartphone. So.
I know who it is.
Are you okay, Alvin? You need some assistance. We have a lot
anyway,
of people
so
to go.
Okay, I'll have to come over there then. Okay, so item 7 under public hearing ordinances. We have a public hearing on ordinance 1813. So authorizes the mayor to negotiate and execute a tideland lease with the last tideland survey number 1161 for construction, operation, and maintenance of a dock at Falls Pass Harbor. So we need a motion to put it on the floor. Public hearing.
Is that 1611 or 1161?
1161.
Motion to put it on the floor. It's Brenda.
Okay, thank you, Brenda. Second?
I'll second it.
Second, Chris.
Okay. Second by Carol. So now we will. Oh, well, Annie, do you want to explain it before we open the floor?
Yes, Mayor Osterbach and Assembly. So before you use the ordinance 1813, this is in regards to Silver Bay Seafoods, who is interested in constructing a dock in the Falls Pass Harbor. The dock would be located in the northeast corner of the harbor near the North Breakwater. The City of Falls Pass supports this project, and borough staff and the borough attorney have assisted Silver Bay Seafoods in moving this project forward. This is the second hearing, it was introduced at the June meeting. This is the public hearing portion of this. The the template of the lease is in here. We'll be negotiating that, and other portions will be in there. And just for the record, it is actually supposed to be 1611 for the Thailand lease. That was a misprint on my part in the agenda, but it's correct on the actual ordinance in the packet. So with that, if there's any questions.
Okay. So at this time, then, we'll open a public hearing.
Alvin?
Yes, Mayor Joe.
I just had a question on do we operate or maintain any other docks in the region, and is it something that the borough is going to consider doing in the future?
Annie?
Mayor Breskin, we've done a similar Thailand's lease similar to this with PICTA when they were running BPS. That just recently was approved to transfer over to False Pass Fisheries just recently at one of the last meetings. So this is the second time we've done this in a facility. Why we have to do this is partially because the borough owns the harbor, and, you know, we have a public trust doctrine that we have to meet, and we have to give authority and everything for any work done in that area. And then there's bond funds also involved, so we have to make sure that we're meeting all those needs. In regards to other docks that we own, we do own the dock in Cole Bay and Elsa Magoon.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Annie. Any other public comments? Hearing none. The public hearing is closed.
Oh. Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Chelsea?
Yes.
Brenda? Yes.
So what's going on?
Carol? Yes. Angela?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Ordinance 1813 is adopted. We're down to resolutions. So before us, we have Resolution 1901 authorizing the mayor to negotiate and execute a memorandum of agreement between the AEB and the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for the King Cove to Cold Bay Road. We need a motion?
Move.
All move. We need a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Carol. Annie, you have any comments?
Yes, Mayor Osterback and Assembly. This resolution, so by Alaska Statute 44.42.020, it authorizes DOT, PF, the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, to cooperate, coordinate, and enter into agreements with municipalities to plan, design, and construct transportation facilities. The proposed MOA before you would facilitate the planning, design, and construction of the King Cove to Cold Bay Road project. For the project to proceed, the borough needs to authorize the DOT to plan, design, and construct the project. The scope of the project is to plan, design, and construct a single-lane gravel road with turnouts between the communities of King Cove to Cold Bay. State of Alaska funds are currently appropriated in an amount of $10 million to the project. However, additional funds are needed to be appropriated to complete this. Construction will not occur until the sufficient funds are appropriated to complete the project. The MOA outlines the planning, design, construction, and ownership and improvement aspects of the project. Two borough responsibilities that I'd like to highlight are that, one, the borough will accept full ownership of the constructed improvements and completed responsibility for the project upon substantial completion, and two, the borough is committed to provide for maintenance of the constructed improvements pursuant to the terms of this MOA for a period of at least 20 years. The MOA does allow the borough to reserve the right to propose an alternative arrangement for ownership of the constructed improvements with an entity including local governments, ANCSCA corporations, tribes, or the state of Alaska. This has been reviewed by the borough attorney, Joe Levesque, by Mark Hickey, our lobbyist in Juneau, as well as the state attorneys. Mark conducted negotiations with the state on the borough's behalf to get this proposed MOA before you. And with that, if there's any questions.
Assembly, questions for Annie? Hearing none. Question?
Carol?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Josie?
Yes.
Justine?
Yes.
Angela?
Yes.
Okay. 1901 is adopted. Resolution 1902 authorizing the mayor to participate in a class action lawsuit regarding the borough's rights to recover additional sums under the Payment in Lieu of Taxes Act for fiscal 2015, 2016, and 2017.
Move to adopt Resolution 1902.
Motion by Paul.
Second that.
Second by Josie.
Mayor. During the workshop, Annie gave a rundown, and we talked about it, and it seemed like a reasonable thing, and I don't think anybody's objecting that I heard speak, but it sounded like a good deal. Thank you.
Okay. Annie, do you want to expound on this, Annie?
Yes, Mr. Mayor and Assembly. So before you use the resolution that would authorize us to participate, or the borough to participate in a class action lawsuit regarding the payment in lieu of taxes for fiscal years 15, 16, and 17. In 2018, Congress significantly amended the payment in lieu of taxes, which I'll refer to as PILT for the rest of this explanation, by mandating full funding through 2014 and removing language that limited the federal government's payment obligation to the amounts appropriated by Congress. Congress has never reinserted the language. For 2015 to 17, because of the insufficient appropriations, PILT recipients did not receive the full amount to which they were entitled under the PILT statute based on the U.S. Department of Interior's full payment calculation. Kane County, Utah, filed a lawsuit in the U.S. Court of Federal Claims seeking to recover its own underpayments and the underpayments of a class made up of all other PILT recipients in those years. The court ruled in Kane County's favor and has certified a class action lawsuit regarding the recovery of additional funds under the PILT Act for fiscal years 15, 16, and 17. The borough, we qualify as a member of the entity that can participate in this. We did receive a notice. That notice has been reviewed by the borough attorney, Joe Levesque, and by our federal lobbyists, Brad Gilman and Sebastian O'Kelly. And they do not see any downsides in opting into this. Levesque understands that there are over 19,000 counties and boroughs that have signed up in this class action, so the attorney fees should be extremely minimal. And our federal lobbyists believe that the borough could receive between 1 to 1.33% of our PILT payments for those past 3 years, which could be around 17 to 18,000. So the borough administration recommends approval of this resolution.
Okay. Thank you, Annie. Any questions on 1902 for Annie? Hearing none.
Josie.
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Justine?
Yes.
Angela?
Yes.
Is that Angela?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Resolution 1902 passes. We have Resolution 1905 authorizing the mayor to negotiate and execute a contract with McClintock Land Associates, Inc. for the Sandy River Survey Project in the amount not to exceed $142,162.
Move to approve. This is Brenda.
Okay. Motion by Brenda.
I'll second it.
Second by Chris. Annie?
Mayor Osterbach and Assembly, I'm going to defer to Ernie Weiss on this resolution.
Thank you, Annie. Mayor and Assembly, before you have the proposal from McClintock Land Associates to survey Sandy River, our municipal land entitlements at Sandy River, approximately 2,400 acres. And then you also have a resolution to approve that. It exceeds the $100,000 threshold, and so it does require Assembly approval. We've been working on this for quite a while. I've been working with them since we submitted the request for the survey instructions from the state. You have to include a surveyor when you apply for those, and it takes up to a year to get them. As Annie mentioned in the pre-meeting, this is one of our borough strategic initiatives. We've had a real good relationship with McClintock. They finished Port Moeller survey last year, although there's a couple of monuments they have to go back and put in. This is higher than expected. Didn't expect it to be so high, but it is kind of a spread-out deal, and they are having to use a helicopter and fuel and whatnot. And we have had meetings with the mayor and the staff, and this seemed to be the appropriate action. This proposal came in pretty late and just barely made it into the packet, although they are starting tomorrow. So if it wasn't approved, I'm not sure what we would do. But I do hope that the Assembly finds it in them to approve this. Questions, I can answer if you need them.
Thank you, Ernie. Any questions for Ernie on this? Hearing none. Question on 19.
Mr. Mayor, I have comments. So.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Thank you. I understand the value of trying to get a survey, but I'm objecting to this by not going to bid, and the amount seems a little too high. So I'm just going to plan on voting no on it. So thank you.
Okay. Any other comments? Hearing none. Call the question on Resolution 1905.
Chris?
Yes.
Dulcie?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
No. Brenda?
Yes.
Justine?
Yes.
Angela?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you. Resolution 1905 is adopted. We don't have anything under old business, but we're down to new business, and we have with us the Aleutia's Executive Director, Kyle Foster. So at our last meeting, we had some to have him come and give us an update. So I will turn the floor over to Kyle Foster.
Hello, great to be here today. I joined Aleutia about 3 months ago and just wanted to come here and give you guys a brief introduction of Aleutia, the plans we have, and what we've seen so far. So about me, a little bit personally, I grew up in Sandpoint, Alaska, and fished there my whole life, and then went out and got a degree in business and worked for a seafood company out of Seattle. Through that company, I worked in Accutan, Naknek, and Sandpoint. And it's just been a huge privilege and a blessing to come back here to Alaska and work with Aleutia, and really appreciate the support of King Cove and the borough and Sandpoint and all the other communities in the borough. Hopes for Aleutia, the board members and I, we really want to serve the communities better through a variety of products, getting into new and different types of product, increasing volumes that we already have, and increasing value, such as our King Crab and King Cove. And so we'd also like to do a different variety of products in King Cove as well, or any other communities out there, whether that's in salmon or kelp or whatever that is, whatever that looks like. I'm really open to ideas and sitting down and talking with community members of all the communities in the borough to get a better understanding of how we can serve and work together to better the economy in your area. Alusha, currently there's only one executive director, and that's myself, and that's the only position that's considered full-time. We have one administrator, and they work 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. We have two seasonal employees that help us with salmon in Sandpoint in the summertime and one in King Cove during king crab season. We also have third-party advisors that help us in legal aspects, mainly concerning king crab, and accountants that help us with all the government fees we pay and taxes that are withheld for things like that. our products, we mainly do frozen fillets right now. We do some smoked salmon, and we sell king crab. We lease cod permits in King Cove, Sandpoint, and Cold Bay, and we do king crab in King Cove and salmon in Sandpoint, so those are currently where we're at right now. Let's see here. And yeah, taking over, Alusha, one big thing that I want to improve upon after talking with many people we do business with and in the communities we are in is working on communication and just being able to understand the needs of the communities better and make sure they're on par with what we're doing and what we're trying to accomplish there. I just want to say a big thank you to all our fishermen we currently have. We're over 30% ahead of our total salmon pounds of last year. And so we've seen a huge uptick in volume, even in a year where salmon's coming in lower than hoped for. And so just the support in the communities has been tremendous, and I just want to thank everyone for that. And, yeah, I really look forward to getting to the communities and meeting all the people who are in charge and hearing advice and input and being able to improve and better serve you guys in any way that I can. So, yeah, any questions?
Okay. Thank you, Kyle, for your report there. And so now is the time in the assembly. If I know there were questions folks wanted to ask, so if you want to go ahead and pose questions to Kyle, now is the time. Paul?
All right. Kyle, welcome to Alusha. Kyle, I'm glad that they hired you. You're going to be a good fit, I think, for Alusha. But I had four questions. I don't know if you had a pen. I could give them to you all at once. Quick questions. Alusha represents the borough on the crab issue, and the borough and King Cove have rebated their, in the past, have rebated tax money to you. And actually, of course, the borough has a board member by the bylaws. Tina is a board member for Alusha representing the borough. So I guess I kind of wanted to, I felt it was important that the borough knows a little bit about the finances of the borough. I don't know what your thoughts are, but you don't necessarily have to answer these questions even, but I certainly would like to see a budget breakdown, see how Alusha's doing. I've always wanted it to do well. Those two questions are one. And the second one is, a few years ago, the Alusha qualified for RSDA, Regional Seafood Development Association, but never did really implement a program or have an election to get a program. And I didn't know if you thought about it much, but I think it's worthy of more discussion later. There's probably no answer right now for that, but I just thought I'd mention RSDAs again. It helps our fishermen participate in the process, I think, and strengthens Alusha. That's my view. And the last question was, I hope you're able, if you're in Anchorage, I hope you're able to go to the Board of Fish meeting next week. You certainly know the fishery, and there's not going to be many people out there, but hopefully you can go down there and give everybody a little moral support, whoever's there, or get your take on it. We'd be interested in hearing. Hopefully things go well next week, but at the Board of Fish Emergency Hearing petition meeting. But I guess those were all the questions I had or comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Those are great questions. Concerning the crab, I'll have to get with the board members and see what type of information we want to publish and submit to that. And definitely on a personal level, I can give you more information considering that. And then the RSDAs, since they were before my time, I'm not too sure exactly what that is, but I will definitely take a look into that and get back to you about that and maybe get your advice on what you think might be a good situation for that. And definitely, I will be at the Board of Fish meetings, be there with Ernie, and he's going to introduce me to people there, and I'll be pumping my fist for Area M.
Do we have any other assembly members that have questions? If not, I'd like to open it to the public that we have at our meetings, because this is the one time that we get to pose questions to Alicia, if there's anybody else out there that has one.
Well, this is Brenda also. I'd like to say welcome aboard, Kyle, and it's going to be, I think, good horizons on the future for the things Alicia wants to do. So thank you so much for joining all of us.
Thank you.
Okay. If there's no other questions for him, I sure appreciate you coming to the meeting, and sticking around through the workshop and the regular meeting, and I'm sure we'll have conversations here in the future. So, again, appreciate it.
No, thank you very much for inviting me, and I look forward to chatting with you guys more.
Okay. Under new business, Annie, the school assessment summaries.
Yes, Mayor Osterbeck, in the assembly, before you, the school assessment summary that was requested at the June 1st meeting, this just, you know, as you know, we own the schools located in Actan, Falls Pass, King Cove, and Sandpoint. We determined that assessments of the schools were needed to address deferred maintenance issues for the schools. In 2017, we did assessments in Actan and Sandpoint, and in 2018, just in April, and we did assessments in Falls Pass and King Cove. All the assessments were completed by Dow and some building professionals from ECI, AMC Engineers, and BBFM. They provided reports. I've included excerpts from all four of them. And last year, based off the Sandpoint, when there was some major electrical concerns, like critical items that we addressed immediately, and most of those are in the highlight portion on the Sandpoint assessment. This year, we've asked Dow and ECI to just give us a summary of work that we should conduct in 2018 to conduct the critical items in Sandpoint and King Cove. Those are addressed here. We are currently in the process of going through 5 requests for quotes that will be released within the next 2 weeks to do work on control issues, which was like the HVAC system, mechanical items, structural items, fire alarm systems, electrical work, and a few others, and it'll include scopes for both Sandpoint and Accutan. We are also going through with ECI on what the next steps are for both King Cove and False Pass, and we're working on that as well. But we only have a finite amount of money. In the last fiscal budget, we had $300,000 appropriated for this, but this is a really big concern of the borough. We want to get all our facilities and assets up to par, and then once we get it there, we want to maintain it so these will last as long as they possibly can. With that, if there's any questions.
Okay. Thank you, Annie. Are there questions?
I just wanted to thank Annie for putting that in our packet. I think that's useful information for us on the assembly to be able to see, and as money becomes available or grants are out there, we could see if things that need to be done within our schools can be used for those funds or for those types of grants. So thank you, Annie, for putting that in there.
You're welcome.
Other comments? Okay. Thank you for that. And then, Annie, you want to touch on the assembly member resignation?
Yes. So on June 27th, Chris Emmerich resigned from the or sent us a resignation from the assembly for assembly seat G. That seat is, once you authorize through a motion to honor that resignation, then seat G will be empty. Then the borough needs to determine within the next 30 days how they'd like to fill that seat. The assembly needs to make that decision. So whether it's by getting letters of interest or if you just want to appoint someone or you could do any other method, you can do that, but that needs to occur prior to or at the August meeting. So with that, that's the discussion for you guys. A motion needs to be made to accept the resignation, and then you can decide how we'd like to proceed here forward to fill that spot. And this spot will only be filled till October, which then will be in the election that will have another two-year term.
1 year.
1 year. Excuse me. 1 year term. Sorry.
This is Brenda. I move to accept Chris's resignation at this time. Thank him for his service. He was an awesome participant. So thank you very much.
Okay, we have a motion by Brenda to accept the resignation. Any second?
This is Chris Babcock here. I'll second it, and I say the same thing as Brenda. Chris was a tremendous asset for on the assembly, not only as an official borough assembly member, but also being on the advisory for several years and representing False Pass and working very hard in False Pass to get some of the things done that are happening there today. So it's sad to see him go, but we understand and we appreciate the time that he did put into the borough. So thank you.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second to accept the resignation, and during the workshop we talked about how we would fill it. So basically, Tina will put out a letter tomorrow requesting from folks if they want to serve on it. That'll come back to the borough at the next regular meeting in August. And at that time, appointment will be made by the assembly, the same as we did on the last open seat that we had. So that's my comments on it. Paul?
Yeah, I just wanted to chip in and thank Chris for his service. He did a great job. Thank you.
Okay. So if that's okay with the assembly, that's the once we take the vote on it, if it passes, then that's the way we'll proceed on it. And I think for everyone that's on the assembly and works here, including myself, appreciate the time that Chris put in, and I'm sure he's going to be missed. He was full of energy. So, with that, there's no other comments. We'll call the roll on the motion.
Brenda.
Yes.
Girl?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Elsie?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Justine?
Yes.
Angela?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. So we're on to reports and updates, and we'll start with Annie.
Yes, Mayor Osterbeck, and Assembly, before you are my report, but basically I've already addressed the school assessment, but if you have any other questions, please let me know. Also, the Actan Essential Air Service request for proposals went out. They were due on July 2nd. USDOT received two proposals for consideration. One was Grant Aviation for Accutan, which was in conjunction with Maritime Helicopters, and then it also included Atka Nikolsky and included St. George. And then Maritime submitted theirs, which is also in conjunction with Grant. So there's the fixed-wing helicopter portion for the essential air Central Air Service, the borough administration, we're in the process of reviewing those. We're going to meet with the city of Accutan on Monday to discuss with them their comments, and then we'll submit those by the July 23rd deadline. There's a King Cove Access Project litigation update on this next page that was requested at the last meeting. This outlines where we are with the current status of this. As of today, I got an email from Steve Silver, who is the attorney, that stated that the plaintiffs, who are the nine environmental organizations, filed their summary judgment motion and brief last night, including 13 declarations from individuals. The lawyers are going to review this and then provide us comments, and then their brief is due on August 24th. So that's something I just found out today. Also, we've just had numerous meetings regarding the road, also working on a co-sponsorship amendment with Accutan for allowing some of the monies to be used for the Accutan Harbor Utility Project that they're pursuing, and that will be brought before the Assembly at the August meeting. We've also been working, or I've been working on strategic initiatives, which include but are not limited to the employee handbook update. We're going to meet next week about that, and also the Nelson Lagoon Dock Management Agreement. And then there's been a lot of activity in the Cold Bay Terminal in regards to repairs. FAA had some concerns with some issues, so we're working on some structural items, which include some pop-out work on bracing that to sustain the wind, and also there's some mechanical issues with the HVAC and a few other items that we're addressing as we addressing right now. So with that, if there's any questions, I'm available.
I have a question.
Yes, Justine.
Yes, Annie. Essential Air Service for Nelson Lagoon. I know that you had said it has to take a congressional decision, but can we get our lobbyist in Washington to start working on that? It would be really important for this community to have that essential air service.
I can have those discussions with Brad Gilman. I don't know how much work that would entail, but I can definitely bring that up with him and talk to him about that, and I can get back to you.
Yeah, I'm not sure why we were not including that, but whatever it is, it would be nice to kind of move forward on that if that's possible. Thank you.
Any other questions for Annie? Oh, Paul?
Yeah, thank you. Two quick comments, Annie. One was in a memo you sent out a week or two ago. You mentioned, I think you approved 44,000, the administration approved 44,000 expenditure. And I know in the past we've spent money without the assembly review on it. And I think it's important to keep the assembly in the loop on all those expenditures. I know there's probably a good reason at least, but I'm not sure. I couldn't quite decipher it in the memo. But and then in your memo on the King Cove litigation, it mentions King Cove Cold Bay Group hiring an attorney. Seems like the borough's a middleman in whatever going on. Does the King Cove Work Group have a budget, or how do they hire an attorney? I'm kind of confused. It seems like it relegates the borough to like a bit player in this process. Thank you.
Assemblymember Grunholt, in response to your first question, we had to decide relatively quickly on joining or extending our work on that lawsuit. It's in here on the memo, too, that on the 15th that we met with Joe Levesque, Alvin and I, Mayor Osterbach and I all met together and had to make that decision relatively quickly. So that is why it didn't go before the assembly, because there was not a meeting in the immediate future for that. But we did authorize an additional $44,800 for that work. I try to get those in front of you as much as I can, but sometimes the meetings don't coincide with the immediate need. So I apologize, but we do try our best to do that. In response to your second question, the King Cove Cold Bay Group is a combination of the borough, the King Cove Corporation, the Agdal Tribe, Native Village of Belkoski, the City of King Cove, and the City of Cold Bay. If you recall, on March 1st, 2018, we had an assembly meeting where we went into an executive session to discuss the litigation. At that time when we came out, a motion was made that the borough would hire and retain Robertson, Monagle, and Eastow to assist the borough in moving to intervene. So the borough is the one that's, we're part of this group. We are paying for it, but that was approved by the assembly. So it's just capturing all the parties that are affected directly by this litigation and the road, and the borough is funding it. I attend all the meetings. Joe Levesque's involved in those as well. So that's what the group is. Hopefully I answered your question.
Paul? Any other questions for Annie on her report? Harry.
Thank you, Mayor Osterbach and Assembly. My report for this meeting is in your packet for your review. First, I have just a strategic plan update. I wanted to highlight three projects that I'm currently working on. So the first is the Accutane Harbor. As I mentioned in the last meeting, we needed to do some beach cleanup as part of the Army Corps of Engineers requirements for closing out the Accutane Harbor project. And so that took place this week. Trident volunteered 6 of their employees to help our airport operations assistant do that. So we will get that those pictures back to Army Corps of Engineers to begin that closeout process. Second up is Nelson Lagoon School renovations. As I also mentioned this in the last meeting, but we will be starting this process with Dow probably on the end of this summer once they wrap up a little bit more of the other school assessments that we're doing. So we will definitely keep the assembly apprised of this assessment work. And the last is the office technology and connectivity. We issued an RFP for a new IT company, so we'll be getting that information back from bidders next week. And we anticipate that we will have a new IT company or an IT company under contract by hopefully August next month sometime. Other than that, Annie and I met with John Gregoire and Doug Johnson from Professional Growth Systems to begin discussions about our next strategic planning year. So we kind of in the preliminary discussions on that year, but we will keep you informed on that as well. Next up, Cold Bay trip. As Annie mentioned, we had some information come into us from the FAA about the HVAC system. So I met with Emil and a contractor from Long Technologies to check out the HVAC system over a 2-day trip. So the purpose of the trip was to review the FAA's design of the HVAC system and determine the next steps forward on if we want to install new equipment or repair the current equipment. So we have gotten some recommendations back from that contractor, and soon we will meet with the FAA to discuss those recommendations that he had. Any questions so far? Okay, great. Moving on to helicopter operations. So for May, the helicopter transported 265 passengers, 6 charter passengers, and 9,649 pounds of mail and freight during the month of May. And during the month of June, the helicopter transported 179 passengers and 11,353 pounds of mail and freight during the month of June. And, of course, I continue to help with helicopter operations as they arise, personnel tasks, fuel orders, et cetera. So any questions on that? Okay. Moving on, other items, of course, I continue to assist with daily management tasks. I'm involved in the EAF discussions. As Annie mentioned, we've had a lot of school assessment meetings, so I've been involved in that. And I am working with the City of Accutane and their consultants on the Accutane Harbor Utility Project. So, that's coming up here soon. And anything else, please let me know, contact me directly, or ask questions. Thanks.
Okay. Any questions for Mary? Thank you, Mary, for your report. So, Laura.
Thank you, Mayor Osterbach and members of the Assembly. Last week, I went to Sandpoint. Ernie Weiss was also there, as well as Eric Volk. First night, we attended a fisherman's meeting, the borough office, and It mostly focused on the emergency petition meeting that's coming up at the Alaska Board of Fisheries on the 17th, involving the Fish and Game's unprecedented action that slashed the commercial fishing, salmon fishing period for set gillnet, drift gillnet, and seine gear in the South Unimak and Shumagin Islands. So that is coming up next week. That is something that Ernie is going to closely monitor. I'm going to attend as well. Other than that, we were there to observe the immature test fisheries that Fish and Game conducted aboard a charter, the Kona Marie. On the first day, there was an average of 11 immatures that were caught per set. Second day, 14. And third day, 10. And so thankfully that went well. Because of the low numbers, the fishery opened as scheduled. Other than that, I am wrapping up work on the Akutan Akun Marine Link white paper. I just got some corrections and additions from Mark Hickey. So I put those in and sent that to him, expecting to get that back. And then I'm going to send it to Annie and Roxanne to look over another time. And then so hopefully we should have that for you in the packet next time around for assembly members to be able to review. Worked on an in-the-loop both June 11th and June 28th. It included the state honorably discharging Buddy Ben Dixon from the Alaska Territorial Guard in a special ceremony. A lot of people were there, so it was pretty exciting. Also stories on APIA's 2018 Urban Culture Camp. So that was a really exciting camp, and a lot of teachers there also go to culture camps out at Akutan, King Cove, and Sandpoint. Number of other stories, including PICTA's board that announced their new CEO. And going to be working on another newsletter at the end of this week. So if you have any stories that that you know about or any announcements, please send them my way. I appreciate it. And if you have any questions, please let me know. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Any Paul?
I just wanted to ask Laura real quick is, was it the testing of immature fish or the immature testing of fish? anyway, you can ignore me.
Immature test fishery.
That's what I thought you said, yeah.
Thank you.
I thought they were pretty smart people there, so it might not have been too immature. But okay.
Okay, so if there's no other comments for Laura, we've got Emil.
Mr. Mayor, Assembly members, as you see, you know, my report, just been getting a lot of things done here just in Sandpoint before I get ready to head out to False Pass and try to get workers over there to help me with the different things that need to be done there at the False Pass School. And King Cove, I've got three individuals that are interested in wanting to help paint over there. I am in need of being able to have someone overlook them at the time. I'm looking for someone to be able to do that over there because I'm going to be, you know, I'll be in False Pass. As Mary said, we went to Cold Bay, looked at that AC unit. It is up and running right now, as is, and no alarm, so that's a good thing. It's been running now since we had to it froze up on us once when we put the new filter in, but it's been working fine now ever since we thawed that up. I resealed all the floors over there, the concrete floors. Now we just need to look for an entryway mat on that over there on the terminal, and it's starting to look pretty good. It replaced one of the carpet tile floors over there as well. I did the new railings up here in the Sandpoint School because that was rotten and falling down. A couple of mornings we'd go up there and see sections of rail on the ground. So got those taken care of and got done with the kitchen deck. back in the Sandpoint School and just getting ready to head out to just False Pass and get, you know, hopefully get some of those leaks taken care of out there and really see if we could get the place tightened up pretty good and ready for the next school year. But just looking for workers in Falls Pass, and looks like I got some people that are interested. They just need some direction there in King Cove. So any other questions, I'll be willing to answer.
Okay. Thank you, Emma. Any questions for Emma?
Just a quick one. I know Emma's gone to Falls Pass for a month. If he sends a picture to all the assembly, that would be great. I asked him to send me pictures, but I'm sure all the assembly would like to know what's really going on at Falls Pass. So
okay.
Once in a while, I'll send a picture. Be excellent.
Yeah, you could send them to the clerk, and she could
send them up.
So. Okay, so I appreciate all the reports, the updates from everyone. Assembly comment? Assembly's tired?
Oh,
Paul had a comment.
Mr. Mayor, we didn't have a report from Ernie, did we?
Did we leave Ernie out?
He did.
And he wasn't going to say anything either, was he?
Mr. Mayor, I am here this meeting. I missed your June meeting.
Hey, Grant, what's your address number?
Once you missed one. Go ahead. Okay.
So, yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. You do have my report in your packet. I won't take the time to read it all. I'll pick out a couple things, and I was going to take just a minute to recap the crazy month that we just went through. We've talked a little bit about the Board of Fish meeting next week, looking at emergency petitions, two of them directed at the South Peninsula salmon fishery. It could possibly shut it down, so we will be there. The deadline for comments for that meeting was extended from Monday the 9th until next Monday the 16th. So if people haven't submitted comments yet, they have a chance. Jordan just told me City of Sandpoint is going to be producing some comments for that. And the other thing I wanted to mention from my report, unless there's other questions on it, was we submitted two grants to NIFWIF this week, one working with Peninsula Fishermen's Coalition on getting equipment for electronic monitoring, and then just today we hit the submit button on the kelp proposal. Very exciting. Charlotte did most of the work on that. So beginning of the month was the North Pacific Council, and then meanwhile, fishing opened on the 7th for set netters, on the 10th for drifters and seiners, and then on the 18th, the department decided to, based on Chignik's low escapement, as you all know, to drop 48 hours from our 88-hour opening. And then we had a meeting with the commissioner, a lot of people, a stakeholder meeting, good meeting. The next day, on the 20th, Mayor Osterbach submitted a letter to the commissioner suggesting that just taking away that much time is not the way to go, and perhaps just closing the Dolgo area, which the WASIP showed catches the most Chignik-bound salmon. And then the following day, on the 21st, they gave their written justification for that emergency order. And then on the 24th, they said that last opening was also going to be cut by 48 hours for both seiners and set netters. So it wasn't great. Nobody was too happy. And then listening to the Chignik AC meeting, we found out that, lo and behold, there is an emergency petition being added to that already standing emergency petition meeting, and then Chignik AC added one. So those, one from BBNA and one from Chignik AC, and those are the ones that we are opposed to. We think that there shouldn't be an emergency finding. We've got a meeting coming up in February already. And then on Saturday, I went to Sandpoint, and we had a meeting out there, and we decided, yes, we got to get all our comment out, and it was well attended. We also had representatives from Trident and Barry Collier from Peter Pan, and they are very supportive in our efforts to not let that emergency petitions go by. They did just post all the comments that have been submitted so far, so again, I'd urge anybody listening to, if you haven't gotten your comments in, you might want to do that, and you've got until Monday to do it. I guess that's all. That's all you need. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for listening to my report.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you, Ernie. Questions for Ernie?
Hey, Ernie, Chris here. Is that meeting on the 17th, is that going to be on the radio, or how could people listen into that?
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. There is a button you can click basically on the Board of Fish website, but I just heard from Austin Roof today that they do plan on playing that live over KSDP. So, and it's just here at the Egan Center, so it's easy to attend. 1 o'clock on Tuesday.
Okay. Paul?
Yeah, I was got up a little too early, so I did read all the comments that were in so far. I think there's only 122 pages, but it read pretty fast. And they're worth reading if you have time to read them. But I do see also they add one more petition. You know, they added a Yukon River Drift petition, you know, last week, but today or sometime or yesterday they added Setuck River red salmon, and it has to do with the sport fishing. So they have they're starting to get a pile of petitions, which I think is good for us. But the real question I had for Ernie was who's going to be here at the meeting? Who's going to be in Anchorage at the meeting? You and Kyle, perhaps, and there's hardly anybody around. So, of course, you can't testify or anything. Well, radio is going to be great, I guess. That's all I have. Thanks.
Okay. You know, while we're talking about the upcoming meeting on the 17th and looking forward to everything else that's going to happen between now and February, I am prepared to ask the Assembly, we need to put some money into this. You know, the way it's set up, the way it's set up right now is basically they fronted under the Saners Association, basically, and they have a very good lawyer, Mark Slonim. Our borough staff, Ernie and Eric, are also working with them, and I think maybe Concerned Area may have an attorney working in there too, but if they don't now, they probably will have. So at some point here, I didn't put it in to be on the agenda for this meeting, but I was just going to give you a forewarning that I think we'll be looking, or I'll be asking the Assembly to appropriate some money to help out on this, because this is our tax base, you know, all of our fisheries, whether it's salmon, any of the other ones. So I think this is a very important issue for us. I think we need to participate the best that we can. Just looking at what's going on now between all the petitions that are out there and everybody that's getting on the bandwagon on this thing all the way from up in the bay, particularly Kodiak Us. I've been talking with Ernie about rethinking a little bit. We might have to add an extra person or two by the time we get up and running to the Board of Fish meeting. So just some of my thoughts. I wanted the Assembly to know where I'm planning on playing with this. We had discussed during the meetings in June, I spent more time participating in meetings than I did fishing, actually, I guess. So talking with the commissioner, Sam Cotton, and department, and everyone else that's on there, and then having discussions amongst our own, excluding the department, as far as whether lawsuits should be filed or other things. As things came together, I think they came together very well. I think using the lawyer that they have and the expertise that the borough has, rather than filing for a the lawyer's review or whatever, a law opinion, rather than doing that, I think the money would be much better spent if we take at least that same amount of money and add it into the fund to help pay for the attorney fees to
to get this thing up and running properly, because we're going to have all our ducks in order this time around. We've got a lot of opposition, a lot of people that may not even be thinking, properly in some areas. Think about it, if you were sitting in an area and you hadn't fished, there are no fish, your escapement's not coming in. So I think there's a lot of issues that we're going to have to deal with. I think we need to make sure that we use the best science when we go to the Board of Fish and whatever other meetings come up as this injunction thing goes forward to counter some of that. So just to let you know, I am going to be coming to the Assembly for money for this. So anyway, that's my comment.
Yeah, thank you. And, of course, everybody's probably aware that the department closed Dolgoy this next 33-hour opening, and there's at least 10 sentinels from King Cove, and our King Cove friends know that, and I'm not sure what those particular boats will do, because they depend and then on that fishery. And then there's also some seiners from both areas that may or may not fish in those four districts they mentioned in the emergency order. But that's a pretty good blow right now to those guys, too. So it's complicated, and it's worthy of our investment in time and manpower. Thank you.
So, do we have any other Assembly comments? If not,
this is Brenda. I think individuals, too, we should reach out to let people know to try and make comments if they can possibly, how this is going to affect them, their families, their lives, their businesses, their cities, everything from the borough to the schools. I know I'm going to be writing something on behalf of how this will impact our region as far as social work and the people that we will have to deal with, people having no fuel, not enough money for food, clothes, many things that are going to be impacted. And we talk about the borough for our taxes, but our city for our taxes, everything, it all has a trickle-down effect. And how is this going to affect people as far as substance abuse-wise? We know, and the statistics have proven, that when people are having a harder time, substance abuse issues increase, domestic violence increases. So I will be writing something on behalf of that, as myself being a substance use counselor and a social worker. So I agree that we need additional monies. We're going to need additional funds. I've gone out to those meetings for many, many years, and they tend to send a lot of people, and we listen to their sad stories. But if we come in there with facts and statistics and figures that prove and go and show that we deserve to fish just as much as anyone else, I think is very important. And I know the concerned area are ramping up a lot of their, pulling out a lot of their facts and figures, so we'll have them there to help us too. So, all right, thank you.
Thanks for that, Brenda. And, yeah, I'll just mention the comment deadline was extended to July 16th, so which is the day before the meeting, So it gives individuals a lot more time and, tribes, whoever want to write their opinions. And I was glad to see even APIA had written a letter. Dimitri sent a letter in on it, so that was good. So do we have any public out there that want to make any comments at this time? Okay, hearing none. And Joe, if you're still on here, eventually here, I'm going to get in touch with you, and we'll talk about things in ACTAN. So that's a forewarning for you. Okay, so next meeting date will be second Thursday in August. The 9th of August. With that, no other comments? Motion to adjourn.
Just a quick clarification. Where was that meeting at, you said?
Which one?
The 9th of August.
Here. I mean, regular meeting.
Telephone, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. I just wondered if you were planning on a trip anywhere.
next, I think in, yeah, for the assembly, in September probably, we should think about maybe going over to False Pass or something. But anyway, think about it.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn?
No? I make a motion.
I'll second that.
Okay. Thank you.